This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
There are now at least 5 major garbage patches in the world's oceans, and much of that trash is plastic. But last month, researchers said they can only account for 1% of the plastic they'd expect to find in the oceans. So where'd the rest of it go? Well, animals eat some of it. Plastic's been found in turtles, seabirds, fish, plankton, shellfish, even bottom-feeding invertebrates. But there's another way sea creatures might be accumulating plastic, by sucking up tiny plastic particles with their siphons and gills. Researchers added common shore crabs, Carcinus maenas, to tanks of seawater containing millions of tiny plastic particles, just 10 microns in diameter. After 16 hours, all the crabs had plastic lodged in their gills. And the particles stuck around for up to 3 weeks, too. The results are in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. The longer plastic sits in an animal, researchers say, the better the chances it'll travel up the food chain, meaning all our plastic waste could come back to bite us. Or rather, be bitten by us.
Of course, we eat mussels whole without the shells, but we're potentially eating plastic if they're from a site where there's plastic present.
Lead researcher Andrew Watts of the University of Exeter.
We don't know how much plastic we have in our stomachs. Chances are we do have some.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.